Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Get ready for a double load of Queen of Hearts. It's me, Jujubee, and I return to guide sexy singles through some raunchy blind dates. Cameras off, voice only. Launching during Pride, Queen of Hearts takes Miami by storm with daters Cuppy from Tampa Bay's Just Chaz and Brittany Brave, to name a few. Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the hilarious and scandalous Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hello. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing quite well. It's part two of our epic below deck sailing bonanza that we're doing this week, since there were two episodes on Tuesday night. So we are covering them here. Also, let's see. Today is Thursday. So that means that tonight you can come see us in St. Paul, Minnesota. We are going to be recapping Real Housewives of New Jersey, the reunion. If you're wondering where that recap has been, it's because we're doing it tonight. So thanks everyone for your patience. We're going to have that up after the show. So everyone who has not bought tickets to that show, better come on by tonight. Go to watchyourcrappens.com to get links to those tickets. We always have a great show in Minnesota. We also always have great shows in the other two cities we're going to this weekend. Tomorrow is going to be Chicago. Tomorrow is Friday, in case you're listening to this after the fact. So Friday night, Chicago, Real Housewives of Orange County. And then Saturday, we finish our Midwest explosion with Vanderpump Rules, Secrets Revealed. So again, go to WatchCrappens to get your .com to get your tickets. And then next week, we are finishing everything up, the end of our tour. If you miss it, you miss it. It's going to be Boston, and then it's going to be Foxwoods. Boston's going to be Orange County. And then Foxwoods, we have put up a poll, and we will be announcing the results of that poll shortly. So we're like super excited about what that show will be, and we're super excited to wrap up the tour with a grand finale. We want everyone to come out and celebrate with us. Also, Crap is on Demand. You can watch us record these episodes. All our episodes, all these videos go up onto YouTube, but if you support on Crap is on Demand, you get exclusive access to those videos for a full week before they go live to everyone on YouTube. So go join on patreon.com/watchyourcrappens. You also get access to the bonus episode. This week's bonus episode is Airport Snaps. We're going to be seeing in an airport and just like people watching. It's one of our favorite ways to do a bonus episode. So come watch, come listen, and come enjoy. Okay. Ronnie, are you ready to dive into some more below deck sailing?
I sure am. This is below deck. You know, we've taken some time off below deck. Well, not off. We've been watching it. We've done a couple bonus episodes about it, but the schedule was so busy that, below deck never ends. So that was kind of pushed to the side, just to be fair to some other shows and give them room to breathe. So, of course, we come back to below deck, and right when we do, it's a double episode, and next week is also a double episode. So they're really just like, okay, you want to ignore below deck? Well, let's see. Let's see how you ignore it. And thankfully, it's Below Deck Sailing Yacht, which is really good, and it's having a great season so far, so totally enjoyable. But man, they're not gonna let us go hungry, that's for sure.
I know. Yeah, for anyone who thought we were not giving Below Deck Sailing enough love, well, let me tell you, there's a lot of love happening right now. So the big thing that happened at the end of last episode was that Daisy finally told, and by finally I mean she just wasn't that long, but like she just told Colin that she and Gary have had sex, because Gary kind of forced the issue. Gary basically outed it on camera intentionally to humiliate Daisy and to undermine her relationship with Colin. It was a real dick move. Although ultimately, it was probably better for Daisy to tell Colin this now versus later.
Yes, because she wouldn't have told him, and that would not be good.
And it would eventually
have come
out.
A secret like that.
Yeah,
because Gary, you can't trust Gary. And of course, he would wait till their wedding. You know what I mean?
He would.
Just be like, Gary, yeah. Gary is that guy. He will wait for the time when he can hurt you the most and then do mm-hmm. it. You know, like he didn't have that conversation with Daisy off camera. He waited. He flirted with her the whole night, tried to make out with her right in front of Colin. When none of that worked and she told him he'd missed his chance, he looked straight into the camera and said, God, I loved having sex with you.
Yeah. Twice. Very clear language. It wasn't like, you know, that night we were intimate, or, you know, being with you, or that one night. He was not coy. He was not delicate. He was like plain language. When we had sex, when I put my penis into your vagina, this is how I felt.
Yes. Now, that said, I'm just going to go ahead and start with this, even though I'll probably have to say it 20,000 times during the episode. They are both single people and have the right to fuck if they want to. And I don't know why it was such a huge secret in the first place, because I think everybody kind of already knew from what you yourselves have posted on Instagram. So, and how you were acting at the end of last season, etc., etc. You guys have the right to have sex. Like, who cares?
They do.
And you have the right to not only have sex with Gary, but then also to have sex with Colin as well. Okay.
Absolutely.
So I'm not really sure where all the, I mean, I get it. I get some of the hand wringing in this is that Colin feels that they didn't tell him and that he asked him and that they could have been upfront with him. And it's not as much of a betrayal by her as it is by his friends who were always going to be honest with him. But to that, I say, Colin, you're kind of the gossip of the boat, you know, and people don't owe you all of their off season antics.
Yes. People don't. I think, like my first instinct was like, God, like, Colin, I feel like this has like a vibe of almost like slut shaming. Like, so what? Like, she slept with Gary, so what? But it really, I think his frustration was more that these two are his like best mates, especially Gary. And he probably asked them, especially when those photos were going around that you mentioned at the end of last episode of them like at Disney and everything. And they were like, no, he absolutely did not. And it turns out they were lying. That hurts. It hurts. Whether or not they had a right to lie or not, it still hurts. You're still lied to because you know, he's probably thinking, you could have just told me, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But especially when Colin early in the season was like, hey, Gary, I just want to double check before I go. Do you have feelings? Is there anything I should know? Yada, yada, yada. And Gary's like, oh, no, go ahead, blah, blah. And it's like, well, clearly there are still feelings. So, I understand why he's frustrated. He's probably mad at himself, all blah, 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 blah. Now, for keeping it private, keeping it secret, like, they didn't have to keep it secret, obviously. But I understand why Daisy wants to keep it secret. Like, Colin's sister says later, like, it's kind of embarrassing to be like, ugh. Like, I slept with Gary and I did it twice. I don't want to think about this. I don't want people to talk about this. I don't want to have to answer questions about this. I'm like mortified that I slept with this dirtbag. Like, let's just pretend it never, ever, ever happened. You know, you're entitled to those feelings with Gary.
Yeah. So we start where we left off, where she has just told Colin and he's like, I just feel fucking stupid. And she leaves all mad. He leaves all mad back to his cabin and she follows him. And he's like, just leave me alone, Daisy. And she's like, no, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you right now. And he's like, I just want to go to sleep, Daisy. And she's like, I won't leave you. It's so dramatic. Yeah. And he's like, well, I just feel weird because he's my boy. And I've talked to him between seasons, during the season, saying, have you guys got something? And she's like, well, this is fucked up. And he's like, no, he just says, no, we're just friends. Okay, but that can still be true. You weren't saying, at least on camera, you weren't saying, have you actually had sex with her? You know, because none of this would be a surprise. It's the actual sex thing that's a surprise to Colin. But the energy that they've had, the making out, the whole storylines being about their sexual tension, the other two seasons you've been on this show, is not really a secret. So, I don't know. You just saw them at dinner and them arguing and having some weird make-out-y energy there. So, I don't understand why it's the actual fucking part.
I think it's the lie. I think it's the lie that's frustrating him more than the fucking.
But did he lie? Because he says, do you have feelings for each other? He didn't say, did you actually bone each other?
Well, here's me being conspiratorial. I guarantee that Colin has, like, in between seasons, is asked Gary, like, so you guys went to Disneyland. Did you get on the Thunder Mountain Express? So, like, I'm sure he asked questions, and Gary's like, no. And there's probably a lot of reassurances from both of them. There's nothing going on. I'm over Gary. Like, I can see why he feels like he feels betrayed by his friends. Whether or not it's rational is a whole different, you know, story. But, like, I'm like, I'd give him, like, I feel I'm okay that if he has a few days to sort of, like, you know, lick his wounds. But then he has to get over it, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, look, I guess I see that some of that's rational. I just think, like, what show have you been watching? Duh, Gary and Daisy have something. So for you to act shocked and all hurt when you, I mean, Gary did, but then on the other hand, I'm like, but Gary does, like I said, Gary doesn't have the right to every pie in the shop. Like, he can't just walk around sticking his finger in every pie and being like, that's my pie, you know? And Daisy has the right to be with whoever she wants. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Also, this whole thing has me, like, part of me is basically like, Colin, shut up, because you knew this was going on, and you're kind of going between something you knew has already been there for 2 years. So for you to act shocked now by it is a little bit like, huh? I feel like he's being kind of a drama queen about it. But then on the other hand, I get that you're, like, making yourself vulnerable to somebody and thinking you have a chance with them because both people have assured you there's nothing still going on, when clearly there's still feelings there.
That's what I was... So. Right, because he's saying, because it's like, Gary says, oh, no, there's nothing is going on between us. And Colin can even sense something is up. And then he finds out, oh, they actually had sex, did not realize it had gotten that deep. And now I'm seeing all of their flirtations from this whole season and up to yesterday, where there's a lot of flirtations. I'm seeing it in a new light, because that flirtation is informed by the fact that they've had sex. So there is some sort of sexual chemistry. And they said they had sex 2 times, but what else are they keeping under wraps? Like, how do I know how honest they are being? It's all very frustrating. And we're all supposed to be best friends. We're all supposed to have this, like, open relationship. Not like that, though. Like, open in terms of discussing things. And now I'm on the outside of this situation, and I feel like a goober. And I think that's why he's, like, pissed.
Yeah. So she's like, well, but we don't have anything. And just because we had sex doesn't mean we had anything. And he's like, but it's weird. And she tries to get in bed with him, which I get it. Listen, it's like cuties. I feel like he's like, okay, but now you have cuties.
Yeah.
Like, you're coming into my bed with cuties. I just want to sleep. I just spent the last 2 days covered in literal shit. And now I'm expected to let Gary in here, you know? And I just, or like the essence of Gary or something. I feel like that's how he's being.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, he's gonna go through it for 2 or 3 days, and he'll be fine. He'll get over it. So, but he's like, you guys are liars. She's like, we're not liars! But there really were only 19 Peters in that basket 3 years ago. So then Colin's like, well, you guys meant to be my friends. Like, get out of here. You're not my friend anymore. And she's like, you really want me to leave? He's like, yeah, get on out. Go. Don't look at me. Don't look at my face. I'm sad.
So he's like, fuck those guys, once she finally leaves. And he tells us the chemistry they have and the way they look at each other. I thought it was just friends, but it all makes sense now. It just blows my mind. I'm like, does it really blow your mind? I can't believe you're this shocked. And I just wrote, LOL, no one accused him of being bright. Like, you're the only person literally anywhere watching this show that is surprised.
I was surprised. Something going on. I was surprised, Ronnie. I was surprised. I was
shocked.
You were
surprised that Gary and Daisy have some kind of feelings towards each other?
Yes, I was. I was surprised. I know that they kissed last season. They made out, but I felt like she was just drunk. I was like, ugh, gross. I felt like he wanted her because forbidden fruit or whatever. But I was surprised they had sex. Now, I didn't also follow their off-camera antics. I didn't see the photos from Disneyland, or if I did, I blocked them out mentally.
Well, they weren't them dry humping against... but the season ended with it being talk of, like, are you and Gary dating now? Are you and Gary going to be together now? Right. Like, you and Gary finally did the you know, I just hooked up and Bravo made out. You and Gary and Daisy finally hooked up. The whole thing was about their energy, and this whole season has been about, like, is Daisy going to get mad that Gary is hooking up with Mads, and then she doesn't get mad, so Gary gets upset and then starts trying to start shit with Colin because no one's upset that he's trying to cause drama that's not working. I mean, The whole show's about the chemistry between Daisy and Gary.
But I thought that was a producer contrived thing. I thought the producers were whipping that up to try to get us into a frenzy. And I was like, I won't do it. But guess what?
Not going to fool me.
I got bravoed.
You got Garrett.
Well, no, in this case, I was being conspiratorial because I was like, this isn't real. This is the producers doing something to create a narrative. But it was real. No. So anyway, Chase is out of the guest room and his legs hurt. And then Gary and Mads go back to their rooms after having fucked in a different guest room. I mean, the amount of excessive linens they have to clean because of these two. And so now,
and do they even? That's what I wonder about this show. Do they even clean the sheets? Because this is Below Deck Sailing Yacht. I would not be surprised if people are like, oh my God, Sailing Yacht, so much. The sheets here are just so much crunchier, aren't they?
Should be called Below Deck Sailing Crust. So now Colin's below snoring. Everyone snored. Yacht. Love a crusty bed linen. It's not a fitted sheet. The fitted sheet doesn't actually have elastic in it. It's just crusted over onto the mattress.
It's just trying to recoil from Gary's sperm. It's like, please. This is grabbing onto the mattress. Like, please.
They're going to like reboot that old store, linens and things. It's just linens and crusts. Bed, crust, and beyond. Semen. Siemens was actually a store. Siemens.
That was actually a store. It closed because the sheets were so hard. It's before we had high front caps.
Jizz first at Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
It's not even a good thing.
So then Gary and Mads are like, okay, time to go back to our own beds because they've just boned. And now it's 7 a.m. and the snoring. There's someone snoring and Gary walks into his room and I think it's Chase that's snoring. But Gary's like, is Daisy in here? That's another, whose face can I fart in?
So Daisy texts Gary. Now everyone's waking up and people are moving around. People are cleaning. It's morning routines and everything. And Colin's mad. And Daisy texts Gary, and I did not like this, by the way. I did not like that Daisy texted Gary and says, oh, just to give you a heads up, I told Colin we slept together and he is not okay. So that was courteous of her, but I still felt like Gary deserved a surprise ambush just the way that he ambushed Daisy by bringing up that thing on camera.
Yeah. So I do too. I agree. So Gary's like, oh, I'm not looking. But that also goes to show you that Daisy still has Gary's back and that she's probably not ready to be messing around with Colin, you know, because Colin's always got a girlfriend. Like Colin's like a monogamy guy, you know, he's like more feeling. As we learn in this episode, Colin has feelings. Okay. Yeah. You can't just mess with Colin. So, Gary's like, oh God, I'm not looking forward to this conversation. So,
said, by the way, everyone who ever saw Gary walking towards them, oh God, I want to talk to this person.
So Gary sees Colin and he's like, hey, how was that? And Colin's like, how was your night? And he's like, oh, it was pretty good, hey. So they're just going to ignore this for the moment. And then in the mess, Daisy sees Chase and she's like, where are the boys? And he's like, I guess they're on the bow smoking. You okay? She goes, just a bit stressed. Oh my God. It's like pacing around all dramatic.
So Colin's like, so Daisy came to me with some interesting news tonight. She started telling me, well, anyway, it's a beautiful sunny day. No, this time I think you actually want to listen to my story. So she told me about everything. And Gary's like, oh, yes. And Colin's like, well, why wouldn't you tell me about it? And Gary's like, well, she told me not to tell anyone.
And he's like, but it's a bit of a dick move, isn't it? And he's like, from who? And he goes, from you. We're meant to be mates. And he says, well, me promising her not to tell anyone, that's a dick move. That would be a dick move if I told you, mate. Which, he's right. That would have been. I mean, I feel like if you sleep with someone and you promise you're not going to tell anybody, that would have been a dick move to tell somebody, which you did when you,
that's the thing,
in front of all the cameras,
camera,
did it. So you can't use that. It's like some, that's moral thing to lean on when you just betrayed it, you dumb.
That is the thing. You already broke the promise, so you can't act like you're being virtuous by keeping the promise when you broke the promise and you forced this all to play out on camera. So maybe if Daisy was going to deal with this, it was, I don't know. You broke the promiser, so don't act like you are all high and mighty for keeping the promise, which admittedly you kept the promise up until yesterday, but still, you still broke it. So don't act like you didn't break it.
It was okay to break it in front of camera people and the world, but it wasn't okay to break it to Colin in private. You know what I mean? And so that's shitty. You suck.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Celebrity feuds are high stakes. You never know if you're just going to end up on Page Six or Dumois or in court. I'm Matt Bellassai.
And I'm Sydney Battle. And we're the hosts of Wondery's new podcast, Dis and Tell, where each episode we unpack a different iconic celebrity feud. From the buildup, why it happened, and the repercussions. What does our obsession with these feuds say about us? The first season is packed with some pretty messy pop culture drama, but none as drawn out and personal as Britney and Jamie Lynn Spears.
When Britney's fans formed the Free Britney movement dedicated to freeing her from the infamous conservatorship, Jamie Lynn's lack of public support, it angered some fans. A lot of them. It's a story of two young women who had their choices taken away from them by their controlling parents, but took their anger out on each other. And it's about a movement to save a superstar, which set its sights upon anyone who failed to fight for Britney.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or the Wondery app.
Yep. So Colin's like, well, you know, you lied to me. I'm confused now about our friendship. I'm getting friendships for her. I thought you guys were nothing. I thought you guys had something I never would have started with this. You know what I'm saying? And he goes, well, there's nothing between us, bro. That's what I told you. And he goes, yeah, but she said she doesn't ever sleep with people she doesn't like. So it's different.
Yeah, but she did like him. I feel like you knew that she liked him and you were still willing to like go into that. I just don't. It's here we go. I'm sorry to repeat myself, but it's the same thing. It's like the actual boning part is what's catching him. You knew right. That they had an energy in all of this stuff. And I feel like if you didn't, then you're just not paying attention because it's just like at the very least they have a chemistry. You know what I mean?
Well, and on top. Yeah. But also. That's true. She doesn't sleep with anyone she doesn't like, but it's possible she liked Gary at that moment, but no longer likes Gary too. And like, that's not giving her any sort of, right. It's not allowing her any sort of complexity of human emotion by being like, oh, she likes Gary. She always likes Gary. Like she's not allowed to evolve that feeling and not allowed to be disgusted by Gary the way he behaves. So I don't love that aspect of it. But Gary's still more in the wrong in this than Colin, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, Gary's the villain.
I just always like to reassert that just every, like, 2 minutes. But like, Gary's still more in the wrong.
Yeah, and then we see one charter ago, and Daisy's saying, do you regret kissing me? Because I'm not somebody who just hooks up with people. And Colin being like, I mean, listen, it's different, because she's hooked up with you, so there's got to be something different there. And Gary's like, I honestly don't know why I had to promise not to tell anyone. But bringing it up, I guess in a sense, was my way of getting back at Daisy. It's like you're happy to show the world you're happy hooking up with Colin, but you're ashamed of hooking up with me. Fuck! Talk about bruising your ego.
You're fucking somebody else literally all the same time.
I know, get over it.
You are embarrassing. You hook up with anything.
Yeah, and on top of that, by the way, it's not just his way of getting back at Daisy. I think there's also a power play that happens with Gary and Colin. I think that Gary has been very comfortable or used to the idea that Colin is like not competition, is like a sidekick, is like a buddy. Doesn't have to worry about him. But now that Colin is competition, he's also undermining Colin too by doing this.
Yeah, and look, it's normal to be like embarrassed. Gary. Like Gary can't act like he's shocked that Daisy would want to keep him a secret, but not Colin. I mean, you're the neighborhood bike and Colin is a show pony. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like
Not a starter.
Like, well brushed. Yeah, he's not a starter pony. He's a show pony, darling. He's ready to ride around the ring. So meanwhile, you're just like people are swiping their credit cards on you, you know, to go like 10 blocks because they're too drunk to drive.
He's the bouncy horse in front of the supermarket. You pay 25 cents to go and you get off and you're like, well, that wasn't really as fulfilling as actually traveling somewhere in a proper vehicle, but
he's like letting other kids on before you're even done with your ride. You know?
It's just something you did in your youth that seemed fun at the moment, but really has no lasting impact in anything. It doesn't really add anything to your life on the long run.
And then you see it in the future, one of those little things in front of the grocery store, and you're like, how did my mother ever even let me near that thing? Like, did anybody even have my best interest at heart?
Has anyone ever wiped this thing down? And we all just sat on it?
Yeah, because our moms would just be like, okay, I'm just going to put a quarter in here. You just go for about half an hour and I'll be inside shopping. Like, what?
Why were those only at supermarkets? It was just like the supermarket experience was going to be so bad that we had to get the kids ready by bouncing them on a fake motorcycle for 30 seconds before they went inside.
Yeah. So Colin's like, what else are you doing? Tell me. Gary's like, nothing. And Colin's being very dramatic, you know. And then Gary finally comes through and he's like, well, all right. I think deep down she has some feelings for me. Okay. No. How about deep down you have some feelings for her?
Yeah. Exactly.
She's just like, don't be mad at me. Be mad at her. She still has feelings for me. I know it.
Exactly. Oh, he's such a fucker. So then, meanwhile, random new storyline alert. Lucy is somehow still going to university during all this, and her grades are going to be posted. And so she's hoping that she graduates today. So she has this random storyline of like, will Lucy graduate from university? Graduate from uni? So she's really apprehensive about that.
And Mads is... Everyone's really annoyed because this threesome, this triangle, is so dramatic. And it's all the older people on the boat. The kids are like watching the older people on the boat, the veterans, walking around, making everything into this huge drama. And they're all looking at each other like, give me a fucking break. And Mads is like, all the relationship dynamics on this boat are insane.
Yeah. So then Lucy's going on more about university. She's like, well, I want to graduate from university. Oh, but I'm going to miss my graduation. They made a special seat for me and everything with plexiglass so I don't fall out of my chair. But I want to be an agent because I love managing people as long as I'm not getting injured while I manage them. And I just want to make my family proud.
I feel like you don't want Lucy as your sports agent because you're like out there trying to play football and win a game. And you know, the ball is inevitably, no matter where you aim it, is going to go straight into her face. And you're not going to get the touchdown like every single time. You know, you don't want somebody as your agent when they're going to be giving you the fumble the ball energy.
You don't want your agent to be on the injured reserve more than you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, so she just really wants to impress her parents with her sports management degree from wherever university. So now it's time for the preference sheet meeting. So Daisy, Gary, and Alicia. Okay, charter number 6. We got Suginia. Okay, and they want to have dinner with the captain. And a Caribbean dinner. And a cake. A cake with custard in it. And Johnny cakes. Caribbean foods. Fruits. All that good stuff.
Well, this stuff is at least all different. It's nice to not hear, and a disco party with a crew, and a talent show with a crew. It's like, oh my God, thank God these people just want good food. Like, that's all they care about, you know? They're like, give us a decent cake, please.
Yeah. And one guy says, on the preference sheet, one guy says, the only thing I'm allergic to are venomous bites. And Glenn goes, huh, well, I also am allergic to rattlesnake bites. And Daisy goes, are ya?
He's like, I think everyone in the world is Days. So Chase is, we see Chase and Alex working, and Chase goes, sometime in the next hour, I need to disappear to take a shit. And Alex is like, thanks for the warning, bro. Glad we could make another episode about shitting.
He just unclogged those. I just captured poop in a bucket yesterday. Could you please? So Gary is talking to Madison. He's like, hey, babe, I need to tell you something, and I really don't want to tell you because it's not that big of a thing, but Daisy and I have hooked up before. She's like, okay. And I think
she
better
starts that- laughing, like, who fucking cares? Like, you think what I care? Like, what are you even over here for, old man? Okay, she's go like- back to the old man section. What are you even talking to me for? And why do you always smell like mints?
She's like, this is like saying that like Jessica Tandy and Hume Cronin had sex the other night. Like, yeah, we get it. I don't really care about old people sex gossip. Rest in peace. And
he's like, well, I thought it would be better to hear it from me than someone else. She's like, okay. And he's like, well, she told Colin. He's really pissed off. She goes, okay, listen, I don't know how I can stress this enough. I don't care. Please stop talking about it.
He's like, great, that's the reaction I wanted, which is a lie, and Madison knows it because she's like, I think he wanted me to be upset, you know, because we give him more attention, but I'm not going to invest any emotion in this weird fucking relationship, especially with this strange aspect where these old people are in a love triangle. Like, I literally don't care.
And she's like, I mean, I figured you'd all hooked up before. It makes sense. I mean, how long have you worked together? Jesus. So she's like, yeah, I'm not going to invest emotions into some weird relationship. I'm not playing your stupid game. And I was like, okay, please stick to that. Please. Because yeah. I still am rooting for you.
So I know what game she will be playing. Sorry. So then Daisy and Colin are... Daisy goes up to Colin. She goes, how are you mad at me? And he's like, I don't know what to think. I don't have a tattoo to explain this emotion. I feel hurt that you guys lied. And then the first time when I hooked up, I mean, you should have said something just so it's all out in the open. This changes a lot to me. You know, you don't... You said you just don't fuck anybody, and here you are.
Yeah. She's like, well, it's not that I wanted to lie to ya or keep a secret from ya. I just didn't want anyone to know. It wasn't just you. I don't want to be with Gary. I don't see a future with Gary. And he's like, well, I don't know what to do now. And so she's saying she feels really guilty, and this is why she didn't want it to come out, you know? And he's like, well, I don't know what to tell you, but I don't want to be a part of this. And she's like, okay, fine. Well, you do you and I'll do me. And he's like, cool. And then we get some piano drama music. And then a dong.
Yeah. But it is funny that he does have that tattoo on his arm that's like, appreciate ever so deeply that you're living in the present. Because he's definitely not living in the present with this. So now back up on the deck. Everyone's hanging out, grabbing beers. And Lucy's like, what's going on? And Alex is like, oh, he's probably hanging out with Daisy. And Colin's right there. He's like, why would you say Daisy? He's like, oh, because, you know, you guys keep like disappearing into rooms together. And so I just assumed because you're here. So that means they're somewhere else. Probably having sex, I think.
I know. Of course, because Colin is like oblivious to energies. So he has no idea what it looks like with them all just being drama queens running around the boat all day. Like, nobody's noticed, Colin, that there's drama on the boat. So he's like kind of does that lip sucking thing and leaves. And then we cut to Chase and Gary lying down, and Chase is asking about the drama, and Gary's like, I don't know. Blah, blah. So then he goes to, oh, so I don't know why I just said that. I don't know what scene that was because Chase is still outside, right? So Chase is like, so Alex, you're causing drama without knowing you're causing drama, buddy, okay? And Matt is like, yeah, I'm privy to the information because I'm a part of this information now. Oh, I see. I wrote Chase instead of Mads. I'm sorry, everybody.
It's very confusing.
It's confused. A lot of generic names. I just confused everybody. So Chase was having that conversation with Gary in bed, but now we're back outside, and Mads is the one saying, Alex, you're causing all this drama with these questions.
Right. And Lucy's like, could someone explain to me what the hell is going on? Sorry, I was just asking about my homework, my last bit of homework for uni. So Mads is like, oh, well, Colin is upset because he just found out that Daisy and Gary have had sex, and now I'm involved. So then we go back to Gary and Chase having their parallel conversation, and he's like, well, Daisy and I had sex about 7 months ago, and last night Daisy told him, and, you know, like, it was really, she just has so many feelings for me. She's basically in love with me, but, like, you know, I kept a promise because I'm a good guy, and she's a bad girl, so you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah.
And Chase is like, you guys all have this weird love triangle now, huh? And then we cut back to Lucy, and she's like, ooh, did you know the human brain wears 8 pounds? And Alex is like, these are three of the most dramatic old people I've ever met in my life. Jesus Christ, man.
It's like watching Ellen Burstyn conducting an acting masterclass for seniors. Just so much drama and so many old people. So Daisy's like, I can't deal with this in my life. Speaking of dramatic. And then now it's the evening. So Gary goes up to Daisy. Gary and Daisy are talking. Gary's like, so did you and Colin have a chat? And Daisy's like, yeah, we did. I feel like he's like, oh, things have changed now. And Gary's like, but if he did have real feelings for you, then that shouldn't change his perception of you at all. I'm like, no, no, no. Don't do that. Don't be like, oh, like the fact that Colin's mad at you shows that he doesn't have feelings. Like he doesn't love you as much. Like if he loved you, or if he was into you, he would be cool with this. No, I think actually it's quite the opposite.
And she's like, well, I mean, I get where he's coming from. And she's like, I'm sad he wants space because I'd rather talk about it and move on, but I have to respect that. And she's like, you know, I do like Colin and I care about him. And it's different because he's not slept with all my stews. Like you're sleeping with your roommate now. And it is what it is, Gary.
Sorry, I was about to sneeze.
Oh, and he's like, well, I can believe you. I believe you can have feelings for two people at the same time. I was like, oh my God, so you're going for the Joseph Smith defense? Okay, this is not TLC, sir. And she's like, well, the person Gary's most concerned about is Gary. He sees a little toy and he wants his little toy. And he goes, well, why don't you, me, and Colin have a threesome? She goes, fuck off.
And then he picks up a dreidel and starts playing with it.
He just loves little toys.
So everyone's going to sleep. Now it's the morning, and Colin like walks by Daisy, and he's like, "Good morning." Just keeps on walking. It's tense, tension in the air. And there's cleaning, and Daisy goes up to Gary and is like, you know, asking Gary like if he thinks that like Colin's okay. And Gary's like, "Oh, it'll be fine. It'll get over it." And then Colin walks right by as they're like, you know, because when Daisy and Gary talk, they talk really close to each other. So Colin walks by, and they're just like, oh, God, because it's such a bad look.
I know. She's like, she just like falls on the bench. She's like, Jesus Christ. So he's like, I shouldn't have let you make me promise not to tell anyone. I was like, oh, okay. It's her fault.
Yeah.
So she's like, I know. I feel awful. I caused this. I'm so sorry. And he's like, well, it's out now and there's nothing we can do about it. I was like, yeah, because you were the one who let it out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And what you can do about it is like, you know, have a conversation with Colin and try to clear the air. So Mads is talking to Alex. They're still doing their flirtations. That's not going anywhere. So she's like, I accepted your Instagram request. He's like, yeah, I saw your thirst trap. It's not working. She's like, yeah, but you were in my DMs. He's like, well, your DMs are drier than the Sahara. I was like, drier than the Sahara? Have you seen anything that comes out of your mouth or heard anything out of your mouth?
And Mads is like, you think that you don't DM me and that means my DMs are dry? Like, please. He's like, I'm not allowed to, like, follow you right now. Sorry. And so Chase is like, focus, guys. We have to work. So Mads is like, yeah, he's scared to DM me because he knows there's, like, too much competition. Like, it's competition is Gary. I'm sorry. He's just not stepping into that ring. It's a sad ring to step into.
I'm like, you guys are competing with a very like intense love triangle that's happening with the veterans. So if you guys want this to be compelling content for us, you guys have to start like actually moving this to the next direction, because right now I can't watch any more of them just flirting with dead end flirting. I can't do that anymore. I need them to actually just like start making out and really like make this love triangle a love rhombus.
So we're doing provisions and Chase is in flirting with Alicia in his Chase way. He goes, oh, by the way, Alicia, they said that they didn't have one of the things you need. All the sex appeal. So I'm going to have to do for that. And she's like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah,
God,
not
please
quite.
Get this guy out of here. Can I please get Colin back to dry dishes? He disrespected me, but God damn it, at least it's not annoying.
Yeah, God, I wish like, you know, because Chase feels like he should be super hot, right? Like, and especially in that moment, he was like sweating, his like sleeves were rolled up, it's like muscular. It's like, this is actually kind of sexy, but then it's Chase. So it's like actually 100% not sexy at all.
So Lucy's like, I'll get my grades back today from uni. And Alicia's like, well, of course you're going to pass. It's going to be amazing. Maybe we can get you a half a cake like we got Gary for his birthday. What was that half a cake they got Gary, by the way?
I don't know. People sell those, though. It's kind of funny. like a half cake.
I know. Just but they sell those cake. To people like me who go to the grocery store alone and know they'll eat a whole cake, and it makes us feel better to get half a cake. You don't get that for someone's birthday.
Also, like, cake. There's like eight people. Get a full cake for eight people. You know, like, half cake is not that.
So the guests are coming, and Captain reminds us again that we're mid-season, which worries me because we're on episode 11 now. Okay, let's speed this along. And the guests arrive, and they're all sweet. They get a tour going, and they get a Chase is like, "Is that the Bahamian flag? I love the Bahamas."
They're like, "Great, thanks." So, meanwhile, Glenn, they're leaving the dock, and Glenn's like, "I'm going to go up to 1500, whatever that means, like bidding on Price is Right or something." And so, while everyone's relaxing and everything, and while he goes up to 1500, Colin goes down to the engine room to see if, like, any of the Marshall's blankets have caught on fire yet. And he's like, Glenn, Colin, I think the engine's on the verge. Are you going 0.1 knots? Because I think that's about as fast as it can go. Can you maybe slow down a little bit?" And Glenn's like, "Well, actually, I'm doing 9.3 knots. He's like, "Okay, I can tell because there's smoke coming out of every piston and gasket and pipe in this entire room right now."
And then the wimpiest fire alarm of all time goes off.
Myra, the alarm. If that alarm had a name, it'd be Myra.
I think they should get a sound effect for fire alarms of the peacock that lives next door to me, because it's the whiniest, most annoying thing I've ever heard. This is how this peacock moans. It goes, "Ha!" Shut up, you whiny fucking bird. I swear to God, of course. It's like you're not getting your way over there. So you're the most diva bird I've ever heard.
I think the alarm should just be Daisy going, "Gara! Gara! Gara!" Just saying Gary over and over again. "Gara!"
So the fire alarm's going off, and the guests are like, "Smells like gas to me." And Gary runs down, and he's pushing the camera. He's like, "Move, man!" He pushes the cameras out of the way, and he's like, I saw smoke. "Guys, look everywhere for other smoke." And he's like, "Is that oil, you reckon?" And the guests are like, "Is that food? I'm hungry." I love the guests. Just want to eat so badly. The boat is burning down, and they're like, "You're going to feed me first, right?"
How many times does smoke catch on fire this season? I just want to know. Like, how many times does smoke have to come out of this vessel? They're just, at some point, they're just going to sink. Like, it's just going to happen. They're going down. Get some wooden doors for them to float on. It's this boat. Like, if this, they cannot come back with the same boat next year. It's just, it's a decrepit piece of shit at this point.
They will.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So the Colin's like, Colin's like, "Captain, we've pushed the engine harder than we should have, but we're not in full emergency mode yet." And he tells Gary, he's like, "You shouldn't come down here in full panic mode like that, bro." And Gary's like, "Oh, what could be bothering Colin? Who knows? Well, I'm sorry I fucked Daisy, but work is work, and let's not burn the boat down in the meantime." And Gary tells Colin, he's like, "Oh, okay, I'll just be, next time I'll be like, oh, there's a fire, everybody. Oh, cool, man, cool."
Well, he should be, because it happens every episode. At this point, fires are commonplace. It was, like, scary at first, but now it's just, like, part of sailing on that boat. So, Glenn's like,
by the way, they still haven't had an engine replacement or anything else that has gone wrong with the boat. They still have not had professionally fixed. They've had Colin tape it together, every single thing on this boat.
There is like a little elf somewhere on a tricycle that is just pedaling and keeping the engine going, you know? So Glenn's like, Colin, we're clear to sail. Can we do that? Can we go sailing? So they go sailing and everything goes sideways. And to sort of change things up, instead of watching the drawer open, the drawer closes this time. Sort of like a switch up on the classic sailing drawer moment that we get.
And then we go to Alicia burning herself because she was cooking sugar during this and it killed and it burnt her. And Daisy's like, "Are you okay? Because I'm not. I'm in a triangle." And Alicia's like, "I know, but, you know, I just burnt all my skin off with sugar. Burning sugar." And Daisy's like, "Oh, my God. Gary really fucked that one up, didn't he? I'm in so much trouble with Colin now."
Colin pokes his head and goes, You know who never burnt himself on sugar? Last year's chef and every other chef in the world.
Lisa's like, what did I do to you? I'm not even involved in this.
So Chase, then Chase yeah. is like, oh, you know what? It's just a boo-boo. It's not ideal, right, Alicia? But it's an occasion for you to rise up to the challenge. This is your time to shine. Yeah? She's like, yeah.
You're so hectic.
We're back to Chase's original character trait of trying to be everybody's group leader.
Yeah, it's me, exactly. Guys. We're a team. You're fine. I know that your hand hurts, but you are going to come through this because you are a leader. Do we have a pie chart, Alicia? Yes or no? Alicia, let's get to your keynote.
So Colin's giving Glenn a little engine update, which is technically the engine is there and it's only lightly on fire. Not in a full blaze today.
The actual update is, so there was smoke, but no fire. And I love disproving that saying on Bravo, finally. Because Bravo has been so into that saying for the past few years, where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Which is not always the case. So thank you,
Lisa Rinna,
for finally making my point.
Where there's smoke, there's just a shitty engine sometimes.
Yeah, usually I say where there's smoke, there's Lisa Rinna with the fog machine. Thank you for proving this.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. I love debunking a metaphor. Now, next thing we have to see is if we can find some humpback whales having sex. Then we're like disproving everything, you know? Changing everything, flipping everything upside down. So Lucy is talking to herself in the laundry room. She's like, if a train's going 35 miles per hour and a dog is running 10 miles per hour, will there still be halftime at a football game? God, sports management so hard.
So Gary's like, everybody doing good? And one of the guests is like, can we get a pina colada? And so Gary is on the radio saying, Daisy, Daisy, pina colada, Daisy, 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 pina colada, I had sex with Daisy. Oh, sorry. I slipped out. Shouldn't have said that.
Well, where there's smoke, there's no pina colada, that's for sure. So Glenn has to go tell, he's like, has anyone seen Daisy? Someone just like asked for a pina colada. So then Glenn is like, no, that's one of my pet peeves. The guests should have like to go, for guests should not be having to look for something. Like, what's going on? I'm like, you know what another one of your pet peeves should be? That the guests should not have to be on a boat with an engine that doesn't work. They shouldn't be on a boat that catches on fire every day. That's my pet peeve as a passenger.
So Colin is like, Daisy, were you in your cabin? Someone needed a drink. And she's like, well, I don't have my red in.
So that drama's done now. So then Colin texts his sister. This is a big episode for sisters. Everyone texts their sister.
I know.
Okay. So Colin texts his sister and what?
I said I was hoping Seal Award would be involved.
So Colin's like, Daisy and Gary have slept together before and they lied to my face about it, !
And she's basically like, well, it's not very cool about Daisy and Gary. He's like, yeah, I feel tricked. I'm starting to actually like her too. I didn't see that coming. She's like, yeah, but you know, maybe they didn't tell you because like maybe she's embarrassed about it. Because like, if you need to be honest, like I wouldn't want to know I hooked up. I want to know I hooked up with Gary. Like, have you ever thought about a woman's perspective before?
And he cracks up and he's like, I'm closest to my sister than anyone. And she knows my mistakes over the years, screwing the crew. So she's my guru. Guru, screw crew guru. It's like, I like that. So then we see, Monica still, the sister. She's like, so have you talked to Daisy? And he's like, yeah, but I don't believe anything now. Everything's a lie. And she's like, oh, Jesus.
I know. She's just like, get over yourself. She's like, you can only take people for their on their word. And you just have to take some time and decide if you want to spend more time with Daisy or not. She's basically saying, like, get over it. Have fun with Daisy.
Right. So then, again, I'm starting to get the whole, like, Daisy's tainted now, which I don't like. You know, I'm starting to get that kind of feeling, and I don't like it.
Right. It's hard to discern where this is about, like, being lied to versus, like, an element of slut-shaming. Because, Daisy's up with Gary, you know?
And, like, the element of, like, my friend had her first, you know? Like, I didn't... It's, like, two guys being gross about it, and I don't know. It's just... I guess there's a lot to it, but... That's the feeling I'm having right now in my notes, and I don't like it. So, Gary and Maz are at the bar, and Gary is just trying so hard with the storyline. He doesn't even care about this girl. He doesn't even care about Daisy either, probably. You know, he's just being Gary.
Trophies doing, in the cabinet.
Yes, like the serial killer, but fucking. He's like, so, Poquito Mas Taco Taco. And she's like, what? And he goes, what's going on with us in Spanish? And she's like, oh, nothing. Still nothing, just like yesterday. And he's like, nothing. Well, I enjoy spending time with you. And it cuts to Alex being all hot, putting on his shirt cluelessly.
Yeah. And Matt's like, so what exactly is the problem? Like, why are you making this so complicated? And he's like, well, please don't quote Avril Lavigne in front of me. This guy can't get a fucking clue. Like, this was Mads talking. This guy can't get a fucking clue. Like, you're getting all the perks, so what's the problem?
Well, the problem is I'm starting to have feelings for you after giving all of Daisy's secrets away.
She's like, he's such a clinger. It's not cute.
So now it's time for Lucy to get her uni results. So she like goes.
Was that an Adam Levine song? All my secrets away. Who sings that song?
I don't know. All my secrets are. Oh, that's one Republic.
Oh, sorry, I take it back.
But I think One Republic has written songs for Maroon 5, or most likely.
For Christ's sake.
For Christ's sake. That's one big family. So Lucy's like, okay, I'm sorry, that's Mad's voice. I'm really out of control. All my voices are messed up. I need to go find my university results. How did I graduate? So she sits in her room, and she looks at the results, and then she like rolls her eyes and sighs and is so mad. I was like, oh my God, this poor girl didn't graduate, and they're going to show this on camera. Then they go to commercial. But when they come back, it turns out she actually did graduate. She just didn't graduate with the honors that she really wanted.
So is the 2.1 good?
I guess I don't know British university standards, etc. So I had no idea.
Yeah. I don't know either, obviously. So let's see. So she calls her dad crying, and he's like, "What? You mental? You passed 2 years, girl." And so she's like, I'm just a cry baby. So she tells Mads, and Mads is like, why don't you sound happy about it? So then Chase is talking to Alicia, and he's like, one of these days, team, we're going to have water fight, team. And then he like turns the sprayer on her. She goes, oh, ho, I'm not mad about that. She's a fucking asshole. God,
yeah, that's great. I'm just trying to do my work here. Now, I have to give huge props to one of the guests here, because one of the guests is standing at the front of the boat. I never remember if it's the bow, the stern. I forget which is which. But he's at the very tip. And I was like, oh, here we go. I'm the king of the world. But instead, he says, to infinity and beyond. And then he jumps in the water. And I say, you know what? Thank you, sir, for not giving us the same old tired Titanic moment. Thank you for giving us some Toy Story instead.
Yeah, thank you for bringing us Buzz Lightyear, which doesn't really make any sense. But I like it.
Next time, I would have preferred Meryl Streep's monologue from Devil Wears Prada, but I know that's a big ask.
Yeah, or something from Doubt, you know.
August Osage County would also be welcomed, really.
That's us just doing Meryl Streep monologues before we jump off the side of the boat.
That's the best way to jump off the side of a boat.
So the captain goes to the laundry room to get his clothes, and someone else's underwear are hanging on his shirt. He's like, not cool, not cool at all. And then Gary is setting up the picnic. Chase is loading the tender. Daisy's getting on the tender with Chase to go set up the picnic. Lucy and Matt are left to decorate for dinner. And we're just doing a lot of worky, worky, worky. It's beach picnic time.
Yeah. So on the beach, Daisy goes up to Gary, and she's like, Gara! How are things with you and Carlin? And he's like, well, not the greatest. I'm fine with him, but he's been very off to me. And she goes, oh, well, he needs some time. He goes, whatever, at the end of the day, I'm not going to worry about it. It's not something that I can say sorry about, so it's not something that requires an apology. And she's like, he didn't apologize. And he's like, for what? For lying to him? Trying to use me as an scapegoat? Ah, it's not even the proper use of scapegoat, but that's fine, Gara. I can't believe he didn't apologize.
You clearly don't know what that means, but I don't know what I was expecting. And then Alicia burns herself again, you know, and Colin's there. And he's like, amateur. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Oh, I meant, do you need some butter for that?
Listen, I learned this when the children kept burning themselves on MasterChef Junior. You are from that show, right?
So Daisy's like, you didn't get cast in that one either, did you? I'm sorry about that. My bad. My bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Grilled cheeses are difficult.
What'd you say?
Grilled cheeses are difficult.
They're talented on that show, those kids. Those aren't some grilled cheeses. Those are really talented chefs.
Yeah.
These kids learn a lot. I'm telling you. If I had YouTube as a kid, I'd be so smart right now.
You would be a food superstar.
I would have a Michelin star. So Daisy, back to Daisy and Gary. She's like, let's put it this way. If Colin and I slept together before you and I hooked up with you and he asked you if anything had happened. It's like, oh my God, stop being so dramatic. For Christ's sake. I think Daisy loves being part of the drama. Every time she sees one of them, she's like, let's talk about it. I want to talk about it.
She does like being part of the drama. And it's classic Gary that Gary is like, oh, well, I don't have to say anything, because it's not necessary. It's more that like Gary was not forthcoming and that like his best friend is feeling hurt right now. And like, you should be there for your friend and try to be like, look, you know, I was trying to do the right thing by Daisy, but I think I hurt you in the process and I don't want you to ever be hurt. And, you know, yada, like really all the check marks, you know? And he's like, no, I don't have to do that. Because I was holding a secret for Daisy, you know. I'm like, but you weren't, because you were the one who outed it. So stop it.
Yeah, you're also literally telling him, yeah, I think Daisy still has feelings for me.
It's underminer.
This guy's such a piece of crap. So she's like, oh, now not only are Colin and I on the rocks, but to think I might be the catalyst of a friendship ending, it's just a fucking disaster. And so then they're in the water, and she's saying she just wants everyone to be okay. And he's like, well, if he doesn't forgive me, I don't know what to say.
So, yeah, the guests are now on the beach. Beach fun. Cheers. Lots of loveliness. And Daisy's like, she's like, Gara, can you please just make up with Colin tomorrow? I'm really stressed about this. Gara's like, well, I'm fine with him. If he's going to hold a grudge, that's his problem. I'm like, please don't make Colin the bad guy in this situation. And he's like, well, there's 8 other crew I can get along with. I don't have to say sorry to him. I can just hang out with other people. I was like, wow, you're just that's like your best friend. And that's, you're just going to like toss him to the side. That? What a dick.
And she's like, but this attitude, I'm asking you just to change your mindset. And so then we see Chase talking cigars to the guys. He's like, guys, here's how cigar works, okay? You've got one head cigar, and then all the other cigars lie behind him in a pack, and that's why these cigars are a team. And like, just cut the fucking cigars, please.
Stop making those cigars play Twister. It's strange. So, meanwhile, Stu's are cleaning rooms and Lucy's annoyed at all the towels people are using. And it's time for the guests to go back to the boat. So as they're getting ready to go back to the boat, Gary just starts hugging Daisy. And she's like, that's not nice. Don't hug me. She's like, that's nice, but don't do this in front of the guests, Gara. I just think it's like all weird manipulation when he's like hugging her in front of guests. I don't know. Like, this guy just is really, really gives me the creeps.
So let's go to the guests gathering for dinner. So it's later. Colin passes Gary. There's still no hellos. He's still mad. And Daisy's in the kitchen talking to Alicia while Colin is doing dishes, ignoring her too. And so the captain joins the guests for dinner, and they're asking him, you know, little questions like, what's your favorite place? Have you ever been, you know, on a boat that's been hijacked by pirates? And Captain Sandy's like, oh, hi, that was me. Come on to my season. I'll entertain you. This guy's still listening to whale documentaries. Okay, see you later.
Hey, if anyone wants to take a crowbar to Captain Glenn's knee, I could fill in for a few weeks while he recovers. I'm pretty good at that. I can tell you all the stories about the Somalian pirates. Okay, see you later. I'll just be on this little dinghy by the side of the boat. Just tell me when you're ready.
So they're loving all the food that Alicia is coming out with that she learned to make today on the internet. You know? And they're like, oh my God, she's amazing. And Shiginya is crying because she's like, it reminds me of my grandmother. So she did a really great job.
And then Chase and Gary are talking later, and it's been a long day. You know, they have all these boat problems. And Gary's like, and Colin told me not to panic when we saw the smoke. And I'm like, bro, you have to move quickly. I mean, sorry, bro, there's a fire. Cool, let's just not worry about it.
So like, oh now he's going to shit talk, Gary.
Yeah, now you're really turning this on Colin. Like, you're really turning. What the hell?
For someone who's like unbothered and doesn't feel like he has done anything wrong, now he's of course going to start making Con look bad. You know who I have to say is the MVP of this episode? The umbrella, because when they were packing up the beach scene, Gary's packing up an umbrella and like the umbrella rod just like came and whipped him right in the face. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? Thank you, umbrella, for doing what needs to be done to Gary. Give me a little slap in the face.
Yeah, and Gary's like, well, if he can't forgive me and thinks I'm a bad friend, then you're a childish idiot. Fuck him. Sorry. Fuck him then. You know, and I guess I would just say to Colin, you know, when someone like Gary does this constantly to women over and over again, you've seen it multiple times how he treats people, and it's always funny when it's not you. They're not going to have any more respect for you just because you have a penis. You know what I mean? Selfish people, the second you get in their way, are going to treat you the same way that they would treat anybody else who's not letting them do exactly what they want. You know,
your time always comes. It always comes with people like that. So there's more food going. They have to decorate. They have to do last minute decorations on the top deck for a birthday cake thing. So they're just doing that. And the guests are just like really impressed with all the food. And now
Daisy's texting her sister now. So it's another sister cameo on text. She's like, there's so much drama on the fucking boat. I'm so over it. And the sister texts back, drama? Yikes, I need details. Fucking nah.
So the crew goes upstairs and they start singing happy birthday to the birthday. I guess it's Sujinia's birthday, I think. And it's all nice and this beautiful cake. Alicia comes up with this beautiful cake that's like that has the custard in it and has like fruit on top. And it's like she's taking a blowtorch to the sides. It's wonderful. She's really killing it with this meal. So they're eating the cake and they love it. One of them says it's even the best birthday cake they've ever had.
So then Daisy takes the rest of the cake downstairs and Alicia's like, all right, well, I guess we should save this cake. And Daisy's like, no, we don't need to save it. They're not going to want any more than that. Just cut it up. And she's like, I think they might want more. And Chase is like, are they going to want more? She goes, nah, don't cut. Just cut it up. And Alicia goes, but what if they do ask for more? And meanwhile, Daisy's just cutting this cake up.
Yeah.
And Alex goes, adults don't usually ask for more cake. Fuck off, Alex.
Excuse me,
okay, you muscle godded boner having Jesus hair and
cake,
you know,
disciplined
gorgeous
person.
Fuck off with your cake knowledge. You have no knowledge of what the rest of us want to do with cake.
Yeah, okay. These people are on vacation. They're gonna want another slice of cake. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we have more split screen action, and so like down in the crew mess, Daisy's eating cake and Chase is eating cake, and I guess it's like, that was great. Can I have another slice? So then basically Daisy's done with her cake. She goes to check in with Colin to make sure he's okay. And while she's doing that on the other side of the screen, Madison is heading downstairs to get like more cake, but we know there's like no cake left because the crew has eaten it all.
Yeah. So then we have some Colin and Daisy drama because of course Daisy needs this in her, this drama going on every 5 minutes, you know? So she's like, Colin, are you all right? I'm checking in on you. And he's like, it's just been a long day. Everything keeps going wrong and wrong and wrong. And all I wanted was a slice of cake. She's like, oh, damn it. And he's like, my heart is telling me to live in the moment. Enjoy what you and Daisy have. But my brain says stay out of it. It has cooties written all over it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Technically, that was actually two of my tattoos, sort of sequentially. So while he is debating what to do with Daisy, then we just see the last shot is like Mads cobbling together like a very sad slice of cake from two different parts, trying to put it. Oh, what will happen? What will happen with the cake and what will happen with the love triangle?
We
will
love all this love triangle drama, but still the thing we're focused on at the end is someone needs another slice of cake. Because this show knows where its priorities lie.
Yes. Know? Cake drama. So anyway, wild times happening at Below Deck Sailing. Thank you everyone for watching and for being here. Hopefully we'll see a whole bunch of you on the road, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Okay, bye everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.